Minstrel Train. Minstrel Train, 30 minutes of fun, frolic, and frivolity with the world's most unusual minstrel show. Right this way for something unique in entertainment. The first minstrel show ever produced on the air anytime with an all-girl company. That's right, the all-woman minstrel show with only one man in the cast. So hurry, hurry, and get your seats for the Minstrel Train. Starring Barney Ruffner as interlocutor, a bevy of comedy comedians, the singing, syncopating Clark sisters, and the orchestra. Yes, for tonight's performance, the Minstrel Train is pulled up at a siding in Portland, Oregon, the city of roses. The town opera house is seething with excitement. There's ordered confusion backstage. With every seat filled, the gang gathers in the wings, and Mr. Interlocutor gets his company together for the most razzmatazz show on earth. Yes, sir, here they are with the jokes you've all known and loved for a long, long time.
Now, let's take it easy, folks. Waitresses, waitresses, everybody. Curtains, spotlight, overture!
Show. Glad to have you with us. And I'll not waste words talking when the Clark sisters are ready and raring to go with a rip-roaring rendition of Coffee in Brazil.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You find a cola, almost any kind of cola, and the way things are, I guess you never will. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. No tea or tomato juice, you'll see no tomato juice, cause the planter's down in Santa's lot, say no, no, no. A politician's daughter was used to drinking water and was buying a $50 bill. They've got an ketchup gives them flavor. Coffee pickles way outsell the deal. Why they put coffee in the coffee in Brazil? No tea or tomato juice, you see, no potato juice, cause the planter's down in Santa, so say no, 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 no. You let to the local store serving coffee to the color. They've got an awful lot of coffee.
So, ladies and gentlemen, the greatest, the finest, the most sensational end women in the business, one blonde, one brunette, and one redhead, Miss Bones. And Miss Bones. And
And who's this in the middle? What's your name, little lady?
Well, honey, I'm Miss Jones. And I want to know something, honey.
Oh, you do, Well, Miss Jones, what is it you want to know?
I want to know how you get down from an elephant.
How do you get down from an elephant?
Uh-huh.
You got me there. I can't give her the answer. How do you get down from an elephant?
That's just it. You don't get down from an elephant. You get down from a duck.
Oh, no. She did it to me. Yes, Miss Bones?
Know what you're
going to
give me for Christmas.
What am I going to give you for Christmas?
That's
now,
what I said.
Let me see here. Take a number. Take number 4. You got it?
Okay, I got it.
Subtract 2.
Okay.
Now what do you got?
2.
All right, now subtract 2 more.
Okay.
Now what do you got?
Nothing.
That's it. That's what I'm going to give you for Christmas.
Well, I'm going to give you something, Mr. Interlocutor.
That's very nice of you, Miss Bones.
I understand you're playing the violin these
days. That's right, I am playing the violin these days.
Well, I'm going to give you a bridge for your violin.
Well, that's nice of you. You're going to give me a bridge for my violin.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's the idea, though?
To help you get your music across.
Oh, no, no. Miss Moans, I wish you'd stop pacing up and down. You're interrupting the show. Your shoes squeak almost as much as your voice.
I know I have squeaking shoes, Mr. Interlocutor. That's why I should have been a songwriter.
You should have been a songwriter?
Yes, sir, Mr. Interlocutor.
Well, what has squeaking shoes to do with being a songwriter?
I've got music in my soul.
From now on, you keep your feet where they belong.
Don't tempt me, Mr. Interlocutor. Don't tempt me. Mr. Interlocutor,
yes,
did you know that I invented high heels?
You invented high heels, Miss Jones?
Yes, indeed, because I'm so short and my gentleman friend is so tall.
You invented high heels because you're so short and your gentleman friend is so tall?
Yes, I was continually being kissed on the forehead.
Mr. Interlocutor, that joke reminds me of laying eggs.
It just did.
And that reminds me of something else. You know what kind of hen lays the longest?
No, Miss Bones. What kind of hen lays the longest?
Oh, this'll kill you.
Yeah?
A dead one!
Oh, I like that. But I like this one better. Mr. Interlocutor, why is handwriting in ink like a dead pig?
Well, I don't know. Why is handwriting in ink like a dead pig?
Because it's done with a pen.
He's
on the run. Mr. Interlocutor.
Yes?
How would you swallow a door?
Now, wait a minute. I don't want to swallow a door.
Well, just supposing you did want to swallow it, how would you do it?
Well, I don't know, Miss Jones. How would I swallow a door?
You'd bolt it.
All right. You gals think you're so clever. Suppose you tell me something.
And what is it you want to know, Mr. Interlocutor?
You ask it and we'll tell
it. I want you to tell me this. When does a chair hate you?
Let me see now. When does a chair hate you? I give up.
So do I.
Well, Mr. Interlocutor, when does a chair hate you?
You all ready for the answer?
Yes.
Brace yourself.
Yes.
When it can't bear you.
Oh, that's
pretty good.
Does anybody hereabouts know the difference between valor and discretion?
Valor and discretion.
That's what it says.
Okay, I'll be the guinea pig. What is the difference between valor and discretion?
Well, sir, to travel on a super fancy deluxe ocean liner without tipping anybody, now that would be valor.
I see.
And to come back home on a different boat, that's discretion.
Now that, friends, is the signal from our music makers that they want to make melodious merriment. So we'll give them their chance, our magnificent minstrel musicians in old rocking chair with the Clark sisters filling out the vocals. Okay, Emerson.
Thank you. travel light beam. Dragon ship is
wonderful and amazing.
What's more, it really wasn't half bad.
I suppose you can think you can do as well, Miss Moore.
Well, maybe I'm not much good as a singer, Miss Dinslockie, but I'm a whale of a wild animal trainer.
I find that difficult to believe. A weak little female of the opposite sex like you, a wild animal trainer?
My small size is the secret of my success, Miss Dinslockie.
I can't understand that. Why is your small size the secret of your success as a wild animal trainer, Miss Moans?
The lions are waiting for me to grow a little bigger. You know, I like lions, Miss Dinslockie, but I certainly don't care for elephants.
Now, why do you say that, Miss Jones? Elephants are noted for being fine, noble beasts.
They're no such thing. They're dumb.
Well, I'm ashamed of you. I've never heard anybody say before that elephants are anything but smart. What makes you think they're dumb?
Because their heads are so full of ivory, it even sticks out.
Now, tell me, what about you, Miss Bones? Sticks out, a fine thing. What about you, Miss Bones? Do you like any animals?
Oh, so-so.
So-so? Mm-hmm. I thought you enjoyed yourself the other day when we all went to the circus.
Oh, it wasn't bad.
Well, I remember distinctly that you liked the fellow who had the lion act and those lionesses.
Huh? Those what?
Lionesses. You know what a lioness is, don't you?
Oh, sure. It's a way you cook potatoes.
Oh, not that. Miss Bones, don't you know anything at all about animals?
Well, of course I do. I know all kinds of things about animals. I bet I know more about them than you do, Mr. Interlocutor.
As for instance.
Well, for instance, what is it that elks have that no other animals have?
All right, what is it that elks have that no other animals have?
Parades!
That's bad. Yes.
Do you know what kind of animals they have at the North Pole?
Reindeer.
I'm not talking about the weather, and don't get familiar with me. Mr. Locker, you can get familiar with me if you want to, honey child.
I remember that, Miss Jones.
I bet you didn't know that my uncle used to be with the circus.
No, I didn't know that, Miss Jones. I had no idea your uncle was with the circus. What did he do there?
He was a doctor.
He was a doctor with the circus?
Uh-huh. He doctored all the wild animals.
He doctored the wild animals, huh? My, my. How did he treat the lion?
With the greatest respect, Mr. Interlocutor, with the greatest respect.
Oh, dear, I can't bother thinking about animals. I'm terrible worried about my little brother.
You're worried about your little brother, Miss Bones, eh? What's the matter with him?
Oh, he swallowed his history book.
He swallowed his history book? Yeah. Why, that's terrible. Isn't that terrible, Miss Bones?
I should say. What happened to him, Miss Bones?
Well, he has hiccups all the time.
He swallowed his history book, and now he has hiccups all the time. It just goes to show you.
Oh, what is my little brother swallowing his history book and getting hiccups going to show you?
That history repeats itself. Mr. Interlocutor, if you're so smart, you can probably tell me what part of the body the fray is.
The fray?
Uh-huh.
What part of the body is the fray?
Yes, yes, indeed.
Well, I'll be honest with you, Miss Jones. I haven't the vaguest notion of what you're talking about. What part of the body is the fray? That doesn't even make sense.
Well, I was reading a book just the other day about a general who was shot in the thick of the fray.
That's the last straw. That's torn it. I think we'll have some more of that fine old minstrel music.
Wait a minute, Mr. Interlocutor. You're a man, and I'm a woman, and I want to ask your opinion on something.
Well, of course, Miss Moans, under those circumstances, what are a few seconds, more or less?
Mr. Interlocutor, I've been reading in the fashion news that women's skirts are getting longer again. What do you think about that?
So, Miss Moans, you want to know what I think of women's skirts getting longer. Well, it doesn't worry me any. I have a good memory.
Oh, that's right.
Why, Mr. Interlocutor busts himself laughing over that joke of his. I guess I'd better introduce the next musical number. It ain't regular for an end woman to do it, but you all have a right to know what the pretty sounds are when you hear them. It's those ever-loving clock sisters with Stardust.
Will you stop that racket?
I can't stop, Mr. Interlocutor. I'm fixing my automobile so it'll run.
You have an automobile, Miss Jones, and maybe we can... Maybe you can tell me the difference between a modern car and a modern girl.
What is the difference between a modern car and a modern girl?
You really want to know?
Oh, I sure do, honey.
You do, huh?
Yes, indeed.
Well, a modern car has something under the hood.
Mr. Interlocutor.
Yes?
Do you know the difference between a girl and a horse?
No, I don't know the difference between a girl and a horse.
I'll bet you have some beautiful dates.
Do you ever expect to find the perfect girl, Mr. Interlocutor?
No, but it's lots of fun hunting.
Have you ever met the only girl you could be happy with, Mr. Interlocutor?
Why, certainly, lots of times.
Mr. Interlocutor has always been very lucky in love.
You mean he always gets his woman?
No, he's still a bachelor.
Then he wouldn't know anything about houses.
Wait a minute now. I know all about houses. I honestly do.
You positive of that, Miss Interlocutor?
Positive, Miss Moan, positive.
Then tell me this. What relation is the doormat to the door stoop?
What relation is the doormat to the door stoop? I don't get it. Suppose you tell me, what is the relation of the doormat to the door stoop?
A stepfather.
Well, it's just about time to now see if we can get a little one here by me. I'm going to ask you one now. What's the difference between a well-dressed man and a tired dog?
I don't know. What is the difference between a well-dressed man and a tired dog?
Well, the man wears an entire suit, and the tired dog only pants.
Hop in the old jalopy and head for the the malted shop, and all the guests join in. Goes my last two bits, comes up one banana split, and all the guests join in. Drop your jack in the old jukebox, play your favorite thing. When you dance with the Bobby Sox, you dance at your own risk. Swing, everybody swing, yes, swing, till the rafters ring and all the guests join in. Jack in the old jukebox, play your favorite tune. When you dance with the Bobby Sox, you dance at your own risk. So rip, everybody swing, yeah, swing, swing till the rafters ring and all the cats join in.
The ladies and I appreciate that kind of applause, and to show you how much we mean it, we're going to put on a little Olio for you.
Oh, that's fine, Miss Interlocutor. I just love play acting.
Me too. In this play, Miss Interlocutor, you be the doctor.
That's fine. You be the doctor, Mr. Interlocutor, and we'll be the patients that come into your office.
Well, that's good enough for me. Now then, I guess we're ready for our stupendous, gigantic, and super sensational minstrel show play. Now, I am the doctor. Our end women are the patients. Curtain.
Hello, Mr. Doctor Interlocutor.
Why, hello, patient Bones. What's wrong with you?
Oh, I'm awful sick. I'm awful sick. I have a split personality.
You have a split personality, eh?
Yes, sir.
A split personality. Well, why don't you go chase yourself?
Oh, why don't you?
Good evening, Mr. Doctor Interlocutor. I'm a patient, and I'm sick.
Why, yes, I can tell you are. I can tell it from all those bandages you have around your ankles there.
Uh-huh. I sure got a lot of bandages around my ankles, all right.
Mm-hmm. You were injured in the ankle, then.
No, I wasn't, Doc. I got hit on the head.
You got hit on the head, and yet you've got all those bandages around your ankle? How come?
Well, it was this way, Doc. The bandages slipped.
Oh, that's where you slipped, Doc.
Is this the doctor's office?
Why, yes, indeed, lady. Come right in. What can I do for you?
I can't sleep a wink at night. I have insomnia, just something awful.
You have insomnia and can't sleep, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'd better get a history of the case. What are you taking for it now?
I take a big glass of whiskey every 30 minutes.
You take a big glass of whiskey every 30 minutes for your insomnia? Does that make you sleep?
Well, no, Doc, it don't make me sleep, but it sure makes me happy to stay awake.
Say, Doc,
yes?
I sure want to thank you for that medicine you gave me. It fixed up all my troubles.
Well, now that makes me mighty happy. I always try to do my best for my patients. How many bottles of it did you take?
Oh, Doc, I didn't take any of the medicine myself. My rich uncle took a bottle of it. Oh, they read the will yesterday, and boy, am I rich.
So, friends, the curtain falls on the little play, and...
Yes? Do you know the difference between...
Mr. Interlocutor.
Mr. Interlocutor, do you know the difference between...
Now, just a minute. Whoa. We'll have to save it for next week, ladies. Our time is flying. Yes, we'd like to visit with you people a while longer, but the old minstrel train is huffing and puffing, waiting to take us on to our next stop. So, and to our next show. So it's high time for Emerson Buckley and the orchestra to wind up tonight's performance. Run them off the stage, maestro. Run them off the stage. ¶¶
Yes, the minstrel train chugs out of Portland Station toward next week's stop, Eugene, Oregon. Be sure to join us again next week, same time, same station, for another half hour of joy, jive, and jokes on the minstrel train. Good old joy, good old jive, and good old joke. Minstrel Train stars Tiny Ruffner as Mr. Interlocutor, Elizabeth Morgan, Florence and Michael, and Cecil Roy are featured as Miss Bones, and Miss Jones. They'll all be back next week along with the Clark Sisters and the orchestra under the baton of Emerson Buckley. Remember, it's a tape. Directed by Arthur Van Horn, Carlton Warren speaking. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.